Hello?
My name is Jerry. I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School. It is paid, so let me get to it, all right? I just want to get your opinions on some issues of the day. In Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhood. So we would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. As the survey takes a few minutes to complete, we're going to ask some sensitive topics. So in appreciation for sharing your time and opinion with us, you are going to receive a $10 gift card if you complete the survey. And you will also have the opportunity to sign up for a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50.
Okay.
So we're going to start with some demographic questions. As a friendly reminder, your answers to these questions will be anonymous.
Okay.
All right. Do you currently live in Boston?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. What is the zip code of your primary residence, please?
02116.
116. All right. What would you say is your gender? Male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. How old are you?
Old enough to know. No. 67.
Okay. 67. All right. Thank you. What would you say is your ethnic or racial background? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American?
White.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Graduate
high
school.
High school diploma. I'm sorry, high school?
Graduate school.
Graduate high school. Okay, gotcha.
And post-college.
Post-college, right. Gotcha.
Master's degree.
The next, gotcha. The next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. All right. In general, would you say your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good as well. All right. Now, we're interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Like every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Never really.
Never. All right. How often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep?
Never.
Never either, okay. How often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued?
Seldom.
Sorry, did you say never?
No, not never, but once in a while.
Never. Okay. The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. Like during the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge?
No.
Like, not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Not being able to control worrying?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Having little interest or pleasure in doing things?
A little.
Okay. Some days? More than half the days or nearly every day? It sounds to me
some days.
Right. Body double check. Next one says, feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
Some days.
Some days as well, all right? Now I'd like to ask you a few questions about whether you've been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following that I'll mention? Diabetes, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. High blood pressure?
Yes.
Okay. Overweight or obesity?
No.
An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or the like? No. Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease? A substance use disorder?
No.
Okay. Thank you for your patience. Moving on, here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors would act. If serious issues developed in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is it that your neighbors would come together and do something about it? Would you say it's very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Very unlikely.
Very unlikely, okay. Have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months, yes or no?
No.
Okay. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community?
Yes.
Yes. Which of the following reasons is the biggest factor in your thinking about moving away? Unaffordable housing, unreliable public transportation, politics, lack of good paying jobs, police harassment, or crime or drugs?
None of the above.
None of the above, okay. Give me 1 second. Now, I'd like to ask about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly. I'll say strongly.
Okay. Thank you. Law enforcement officers have the best interests of people of my racial group in mind.
No.
Do you disagree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat disagree with that.
All right. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
Not at all.
Strongly disagree, is that correct?
Strongly disagree, yeah.
Okay. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that.
No problem. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
I disagree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly disagree. Okay?
Yeah.
During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
I disagree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
She broke up. You broke up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
I disagree with that.
Strongly or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. People of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
I strongly agree with that.
Strongly agree, okay.
Yeah.
Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
I strongly disagree with that.
Okay. Thank you. You can answer these questions yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
No, okay. Stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason?
Yes.
Yes. Next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood specifically because of your race?
No.
Yes or no? No, okay.
No.
Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood specifically because of their race?
I don't know.
No problem. Have you ever felt that the police stopped or follow you just because of your racial background?
No.
No, okay. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Just want to quickly thank you for your patience and participation. Quickly moving on, have you ever been arrested? Yes or no?
No.
No. Has any of your friends or family members ever been arrested?
Yes.
Okay. Has any of your friends or family members been arrested in the last year? Yes or no?
No. Yeah. Wait, hold on a second, please.
No problem, no problem.
Hold on, please.
No problem. Yes, I'll wait.
Okay, go to Salem Street. We'll get out of the end yard and drive down.
Sorry, I'm in an Uber.
No problem. So have any of your friends or family members been arrested in the last year? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Have any of your friends or family members ever been incarcerated in jail or prison?
No.
Okay, thank you. These questions are for respondents who have had contact with the police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Follow you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
No.
Okay. Assume you were a thief?
What's that?
Have they assumed that you're a thief? A thief?
No.
No. Have they pulled you over for no reason while you were driving?
No.
Okay. Accuse you of having or selling drugs?
No.
Okay. Arrested you for something you didn't do?
No.
Treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
No.
They stopped and searched you for no reason?
No, not that I recall.
No. Been physically abusive to you?
No.
Okay. No. All right. Give me 1 second. In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement been verbally abusive to you? Would you say it was 0 times, 1 to 2, 3 to 5 times? 0, okay. Thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements.
Okay.
Reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or a pounding heart.
No.
Strongly disagree or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. My feelings about this incident are kind of numb.
No, disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
This is strongly.
Okay. I try not to talk about the time I was stopped.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Thank you. I try not to remember and think about this incident is the next one.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
Not really. Strongly
disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to.
You know, how much longer is this going to take? You said 10 minutes. I'm already going to the restaurant. I would love to continue, but I'm with you.
I know. I know. It's just going to be like another 3 minutes or so, actually.
Okay, quickly.
We're almost done.
Please.
Okay, so I think about having to hang up even when I do not mean to.
No.
No, strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police.
Yes, I strongly agree.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Please tell me to the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that have happened since your encounter with the police. I feel that I am being held to unfair standards relative to others.
No, strongly disagree.
Okay, I feel like I am being watched or tracked.
I No, strongly disagree.
All right. I sometimes avoid people because I think they might look down on me.
No, I just strongly disagree with that.
Okay, people are more uncomfortable around me.
I strongly agree with that.
Okay, I feel that my family or personal life has never been the same as before.
I don't have any feeling about that either way.
Okay, my friends have treated me with more respect.
I guess I've lost track of what this is talking about.
About the things that have happened since your encounter with the police.
No. Just nothing. It's just in my memory. So strongly disagree with all these coming statements, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay. So we're really almost done. I just understand that you just arrived at the restaurant. I don't know if you want me to call you back or if we can continue.
Yeah, you can call me back.
Sure. Later this evening?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Like maybe
thank you.
1 hour, do you think? 1 or 2 hours?
No, 3 hours. 2 to 3 hours.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.